Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tonight, it's primetime Mountain West College Hoops on FS1. The Colorado State Rams take on conference heavyweight San Diego State. Tonight at 9 Eastern on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
What's the difference between an AMG skeptic and an AMG believer? A split second, all it takes. Go to MBUSA.com/AMG, Mercedes AMG driving performance. Tony Gonzalez gave me the nicest Christmas present. It was a face serum, but I didn't have my contacts in when he gave it to me. I thought I was supposed to drink it. And so it looks like a shake, and it's in a very sophisticated, expensive bottle. And I was like, oh, I think it was a protein shake. And I almost drank it. And then I got home, and I'm like, serum? And it's like a face thing. And it's like, you don't rub it on and look like Tony Gonzalez, unfortunately.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You rub it on, and I look like me with stuff I rubbed on my face. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the good dudes, 17 NFL seasons, 14-time Pro Bowler, tied for the most all-time. It's Tony Gonzalez now joining us live. All right, you may be a pretty face, but you're a tough guy. And when it comes to football players, Trent Dilfer said this earlier, football's hard. Football practice is hard. You get to the end of a season, and the Eagles are in a go-either-way game, and you go to the third-string quarterback. And, Tony, I didn't play the game, but I watched it, and I thought, I think as a player, I would be pissed. I wouldn't like that at all. How did it land for you?
Watching it, because I didn't know what was coming. And so I think probably like the rest of America, I was a little shocked. In fact, I said in my head, what the hell is Doug Peterson doing right now? I don't understand this. Because this is supposed to be a big-time game. It's prime time. They flexed this game because of all the implications that it had on it. But if I knew ahead of time during the week, and it sounds like he had said that he was going to put him in, then I guess I can't be too upset. But at the same time, I think if I was playing as a veteran guy, an established veteran, I would have been like, hey, get me out of here. I mean, if we're all just going to ride this into the offseason, this isn't Little League football and everybody gets a chance to play. I looking back on it, though, I don't understand it. Doug Peterson has his reasons for it. I would have kept Jalen Hurts in there. Let him get that experience. It doesn't sound like the relationship between Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson is good. He wants out of there now, it looks like. I get your young quarterback, get your future franchise quarterback as many reps as you can give him in this primetime, big-time game. Don't get a quarterback that probably, he didn't look that good to me in the few little sample size that he had out there, the few minutes of playing. He's not a future guy. I don't understand it, but. Yeah, maybe Doug Peterson has the ultimate plan, but I would have definitely kept Jalen Hurts in there and let's see what he can do. And it looks like Philly, if he would have stayed in there, they probably would have won that game.
Yeah, no, I thought Jalen didn't have a big spectacular night, but he's a playmaker. And you knew going into that game it was going to be low scoring because Washington and Philadelphia have good defenses, so I didn't like it at all. So the one playoff matchup, I mean, I think the Saints are going to hammer the Bears, but I do think Cleveland unfortunately got a bad break. So now they have to play Pittsburgh again. With Pouncey rested, Big Ben rested, four of their six players, best players rested. And I think in most instances, I think Cleveland could go toe-to-toe with them. I just think it's a bad spot to now have to play the same team again. You tell me, did you ever have to play somebody back-to-back or close to back-to-back?
Yeah, I think we did. In the playoffs, my 1997 playoff experience. I mean, we played Denver. We actually were the better team that year. It was the year Denver and John Elway went on to win the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl they had. We had split with them during the regular season. And when you play the team that third time, it's just like they know you now, especially when you've given them your best shot. And I got to believe Cleveland, was given their best shot because they needed to win that game to get into the playoffs. So now they know what you at least thought was going to be your best shot in front. Pittsburgh now has seen Cleveland, where Pittsburgh's probably like, hey, we didn't care about winning that game. That's why we didn't play our best players. We know what you guys had success on us now. We're going to address that now, and we're going to show you guys something. I'm sure they were very vanilla because they knew this could be the possible outcome. They didn't show any of their good stuff, and now they have the advantage going into the game.
So there's four teams that are indisputably hot. Green Bay's hot. Buffalo is hot. Baltimore is hot, and Tampa Bay's pretty hot. And then there's two teams that are really good, Kansas City and the Saints. I don't think they're hot, but I just think they're really, really good. So go back to your Atlanta and Kansas City career. You would think if you're hot, it's good. But there, I've heard coaches before say, you know, we peaked in week 12, and we just never quite found the magic. Do you think being as hot as Baltimore matters, or is it just it's a whole new sport in the playoffs?
You know, you've heard that, and it can go both ways. That, you just said it. I mean, you've seen teams that get hot in December. They remember what you do in December, and then you get to the playoffs and you get your butt kicked first round. So, and you see teams that don't do well, and they were kind of lackadaisical towards the end of the season. Then they turn it right back on as soon as that first game goes back out there. So I really don't know. I say it can't hurt, though. I mean, I'd rather be the hot team going into the playoffs, especially someone like Baltimore. And it's really Tom Brady and that Buck offense finally looking like the offense we thought they could look like. And guys stepping up, guys like – these aren't guys coming out of nowhere. Antonio Brown obviously is an established player, one of the best receivers ever. And he hadn't looked like it because he was getting his legs back. He's getting that timing back. Now he's looking like AB. He's not totally like AB. He it looks like he's ascending. He's getting better. The connection between Godwin and Brady is getting better. I've talked about it. The buffet offense that they have, all those ingredients, all those good flavors, they're starting to come together. The symphony is starting to play better together. So that's a team that I think of everybody. You talk about getting hot at the right time. That's the team I think has gotten hot at the right time, and it looks like they're going to carry that over into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, Tony, in your playoff experience, I asked Trent Dilfer this about an hour and a half ago. Some players rise, some players shrink. And, you know, Greg Jennings told me a couple hours ago, he goes, I saw teams come into Green Bay and you could tell in the weather they shrink. They don't want to be there. Talk about playoff football. You were a good playoff performer, but not everybody reacts the same way, Tony. These are all standalone national TV games. There's a lot of heat. There's a lot more media. Talk about the difference regular season to postseason.
Yeah, well, obviously the concentration goes up. The level of anxiety, you know, your sphincter gets a little tight. And that's really a measure of what a good player is to me. That's ultimately, what do you do when the lights are on? What do you do when everybody, that's the only game on? There is no other games on right now. How are you going to play? It doesn't matter what you do on the practice field. It doesn't matter what you do on the regular season. This is when it really, really, really counts. And there are players out there that actually play worse during the regular season. I think probably Eli Manning is probably someone like that, where when the lights came on, he played better in the playoffs and in the big spots. So, that's what a lot of – and usually you see that with young guys. We're going to see some young guys in the playoffs this year. Let's see how they react. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Actually, to see Baker Mayfield, because Baker Mayfield to me right now, I've talked about it before. He's that pizza player. You know, he's good. He's a good quarterback. Can't take that away from him, but I want to see him ascend. I want to see what he does now in a playoff against Ben Roethlisberger, that first round. Let's see what you got now. All those, he does well acting. We know that he can do that. Action says, but let's see it now in the football field. That's one game that I'm really excited to see how somebody responds.
All right, Tony Gonzalez. Kansas City's not playing particularly well. I don't know. I think Buffalo, right now, Tony, Buffalo looks so good to me. Oh, my God. Baltimore's on fire. Baltimore's got no pressure. I know this is sacrilegious to say it. I think Buffalo's going to win the AFC. I really do. Do you think I'm nuts? I mean, what do your eyes tell you?
Nah, I think you absolutely. You're a wise man for that. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs have the only thing I could say about the Chiefs is that maybe they've been playing to the level of their opponent. We've been talking about that the last month. Like, what has taken so long? And just like last year, in the first quarters of each of those playoff games, how they had to overcome the 10-point deficit. And they can turn it on because they have that man you're showing there right there. Those two men. They got the big man in the red, and then they got Patrick Mahomes. So Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, it's like when they decide to turn it on, watch out. They got the talent. They need Clyde Edwards-Helaire, though, I believe. They need that guy back to help keep the bounce on that offense. But Buffalo, you're right. Josh Allen looks like the best quarterback in the NFL. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there with Aaron Rodgers where it looks flawless. So both those teams are looking good. But watch out. I think the Chiefs definitely can turn it on, and then we'll say, oh, okay. I knew it. You knew they were going to do it.
Good seeing you, the Hall of Famer, Tony Gonzalez. Thanks, buddy, and thanks for the face serum. I really appreciate that. I'm a regular now, and you can be my dealer and get it to me.
I'm your pusher. I'm your pusher, baby. By the way, it's called Caldera.
Caldera.
Go check it out. Really good stuff.
Okay, so we did Modelo beer, pistachios, and now he's got face serum. He's become quite a spokesman. How about that?
Well, I've been hanging out with Terry Bradshaw too much.
Yeah, I saw you on a commercial with Terry, too.
Tostitos.
He's my mentor.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, appreciate it. Yeah, he's selling face serum, beer. Some of it's good for you, some not quite as good.
I love Modelo. It's one of the only beers I drink.
It's the only beer I drink.
I have it in my fridge right now.
He's got his mom on the commercial.
She's excellent.
I know. So I feel like a kinship, a friendship there. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I love that Tony has gotten you into a skincare routine.
Well, I'm going to do it until the bottle runs out.
And it says something that you don't have a skincare routine. You look great.
A lot of makeup, a lot of Bondo.
Like, I have a morning routine. I have different lotions for the morning and then for at night, different masks. Yes, but I have sensitive skin, so I'm like very particular about it.
You have sensitive skin?
Yeah, like if I change to different lotion, what, and like my whole face peels. Yeah,
Joy.
It's a journey. I swear I do. I take care of it. That's why it doesn't freak out. Anyway, no one cares about this. Aaron Rodgers lit up the Bears defense with 240 yards and 4 touchdowns on his way to a 35-16 Packers victory. He finished his MVP campaign with a league-leading 48 touchdown passes and the fewest interceptions of any quarterback who started all 16 games with 5. Quite a season. The win clinched the top seed in the AFC and the NFC, for the Packers, who now have a bye this week. The Bears still made the playoffs because the Cardinals lost to the Rams. Cardinals-Rams game was wild.
It was weird.
Yes. They'll travel to New Orleans to face the Saints on Sunday, will the Bears, and obviously the Packers have the bye. I don't feel good about this game for the Bears.
Oh, I think it's a terrible matchup for the Bears. Yeah, I believe the Saints have the best roster in the NFL, but you know, somebody said something earlier. No, it was Greg Jennings. And he really summed it up. Drew Brees, cold weather, Lambeau. All year I've thought Green Bay could get to the NFC Championship and not through. But this morning, Seattle's offense right now is uninspiring to say the least. And I don't think New Orleans can go up there and beat Green Bay. I just don't think that. And the Rams offense now without Goff, forget it.
No, it's totally fair.
It's
that doesn't say anything. That's not a knock on what Green Bay is capable of.
But sometimes you get breaks.
Yeah, and breaks, and they had an incredible season and won the games they were supposed to win, so they get the bye and it goes through Lambeau.
Yeah.
Like, that's because they're a great team. That works in your favor. Everybody wants home field advantage. Even in a COVID year where you don't have fans, you still don't have to travel. This is still your space, still your stadium. But that's a testament to the Packers season.
Yeah.
Like, they did that on purpose. They won that game the way they did so they could get the top seed. But I'm with you. It's going to be a tall task for the Saints to go there and do that, assuming obviously they make it to the NFC Championship game. But they're going to have the Bears. I'm not going to write anyone off in the playoffs this year, because I think it's been a really wild year and there's a lot that can happen. It's going to be a very interesting game, though. So the Ravens made a statement on their way to clinching their spot in the playoffs. They beat the Bengals 38-3, set a franchise record 404 total rushing yards in a single game. Lamar Jackson accounted for 97 of those yards, which gave him 1,005 yards on the season, making him the first quarterback to have multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons. They will go to Tennessee in the wild card round.
Love Baltimore in that game.
And will look to avenge last year's early playoff loss to the Titans.
And I don't want to hear it's just the Bengals, because the Bengals have given some good teams
some fits.
Yeah, so I thought he threw the ball really, really well. I just love now mocking people who tell me he can't throw. It's like, oh, it's funny. I watched him yesterday for an hour and he threw the ball. He's not Justin Herbert. The ball doesn't fly out of his hands.
I think we also have to get out of the space where we compare each quarterback in the league squarely now. There's so many different types.
Sizes, of, shapes.
Yes. Skill sets. Like, they're just, it's so, Kyler Murray is a running quarterback, and he looks nothing like Lamar Jackson.
By the way, if you get the right coordinator, Lamar wouldn't be this effective without Greg Roman. So, and by the way, Brady, Josh McDaniels, they were like brothers. Like, a lot of this, Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, like, saved his career.
There's a lot of moving parts to all this. It's not very simple.
No. The right coordinator goes a lot. Look how comfortable Ryan Tannehill is with, Smith?
Arthur Smith,
the offensive coordinator of Tennessee. I've never seen Ryan Tannehill as a Pro Bowler. He was so inconsistent with Adam Gase in Miami. Some of that is just the coach.
Fit matters, and they look great. They've won five straight to finish the season and ended the season with a record of 11-5. They haven't lost since Lamar returned from the COVID list. I love them going into the playoffs. I do think momentum matters a little bit. You have a little more confidence. Things are clicking. You're not working through things. You don't have to make major adjustments going into the playoffs.
Tennessee can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody.
They're still super dangerous. Derrick Henry, 2,000 yards rushing this season. He's a problem. If they can contain him, which teams have been able to do throughout the season, if they can contain Derrick Henry, then I'm going to lean towards
How about
Baltimore.
The Ryan Tannehill throw? At the end of that, was that the craziest thing? I mean, that's Ryan Tannehill, your first 5 years in the league, you're like, Ryan Tannehill comes out, there's 30 seconds left, bomb, perfectly thrown.
It was gorgeous.
Best throw of the weekend.
Yep. Finally, the Eagles lost to Washington, ending the Giants' hopes of getting into the playoffs. Many players and fans were angry at the Eagles for seemingly throwing the game. Giants corner Logan Ryan had a different outlook. After being eliminated, he told Peter King, there will be a lot of opinions about whether they were trying to win. You want to play the game to win, but I don't play for the Eagles. I don't coach for the Eagles. It's their team. Winning six games doesn't give us much right to get pissed off about this. We didn't play consistent enough all year to earn it. Yes, I would tend to agree with him in this space. I don't really care about the Giants whining and complaining about not getting in.
That's a separate issue than benching Jalen Hurts, though.
It is. There are two separate issues.
Right.
Yes. Giants and Giants fans.
Get over it.
Get over it. You need to win more games, and then you don't have to rely on Washington to lose
totally
to get
agree.
Into the playoffs. So I'm not crying a river for you. Eagles, on the other hand, and for everyone watching that primetime game last night, I mean, it's just, what are you doing?
It's amazing. If Jalen Hurts was in his 11th year, I get it. Jalen Hurts, you're trying to win a game against a rival, knock him out of the playoffs. Carson Wentz, you've offended.
Right.
Jalen Hurts is your guy.
Your future.
I just, like, Doug, Jalen Hurts, that win mattered.
It absolutely
go
did.
Go into the offseason with you knocked him out of the playoffs.
It's a division rival. I mean, it says something that there is collective confusion around the entire industry, fans, other teams, and media, that nobody understands what the purpose of that was. Who cares about this? No one, what? This is what the preseason next year is for.
Yeah.
You got to get him some snaps for what?
It's like not high school football.
It was really ridiculous.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It is funny, though. There's 14 playoff teams. Four I would classify as red hot. Baltimore, Buffalo, Green Bay, Tampa. Two are really good, but not what I would say red hot. Kansas City, New Orleans. Eight have major issues. Tennessee's got a bad defense. Seattle, bad offense. Chicago, Colts, Washington, Rams have quarterback issues. Cleveland's sputtering here at the end, has a terrible back seven. Pittsburgh can't run the ball. And it shows you. You can have flaws and make the playoffs. You can have chaos in the middle of a season. Bears lost six straight. You can have a defense that may be the worst in the league, Tennessee. You can have an offense right now that may be the worst in the league, Seattle. Cleveland's back end, forget it. Like, their secondary, linebackers, bad. The key is, can you hide your flaws? By the way, the Colts limited at quarterback, but they play to their strengths with their O-line and their running game. Cleveland back end's atrocious. They play to their strength, offensive line, running game. So Cleveland and the Colts have huge flaws, but they play. You have to do something really well to make the playoffs. The Bears defense, the Cleveland running game, the Colts running game and offensive line. You got to do something well. Tennessee's offense, but you don't have to be perfect. The key is, can you play to your strengths to hide your flaws. That's it. I mean, that it's amazing. You can even struggle at quarterback. You can have an immobile quarterback, Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers. You can have a quarterback, Mahomes, who's playing his worst football game, football of the year. That you do not have to be even a great team. You have to have something about your team has to be great. And it has to be great enough that it can hide your primary flaw. That's why a good O-line and a good running game, Colts, Cleveland, Tennessee, they're not great teams. But when they get rolling running the ball, they can hide that defense, which is not on the field much. Coming up next, our three-word game to wrap up a Monday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Supplement I take every day is M-Drive. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Refind your prime with M-Drive. After the show, I do like a gambling show with Carissa Thompson and Jason McIntyre called Walk the Line. So I'm just looking at my notes today. So you may want to go. It's a digital thing. Blah, blah, blah. All right, Joey, here we go. Best for last, three-word game. Every NFL game succinctly described in just three words. Here we go. Miami and Buffalo, Bills finish best. They've won 9 of 10 games. First team to enter the playoffs, winning 6 straight games by 10-plus points since the 2014 Seahawks. So they are absolutely on fire. Remember that Seahawk team? We thought it was going to be a 5-year dynasty. Yeah, this is the hottest team since Seattle back then. Baltimore, Cincinnati, the forgotten Ravens. 39 straight games with at least 100 yards rushing, and this matters. The best point differential in the NFL this year, plus 165. What does that mean? They'll blow you out. If you're not ready to play, just to give you an example, Cleveland is a playoff team with a negative point differential. It means you're explosive, and in the playoffs, you can't rely on 13-play drives. Sometimes, you got to get a freebie, and they'll do it. Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Why so close? TJ Watt didn't play. Pouncey didn't play. Big Ben didn't play. Mason Rudolph played. This game, Cleveland had it wrapped up, and the Steelers nearly overcame a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit. Baker did call a play called Maserati at the end of the game, because I called him a Mazda out of college. Minnesota-Detroit, did not watch. Jets and New England. Gase closed, finally. 15 of his 23 losses were by double digits, 9-23. And I think the most troubling thing, not only Darnold regressed, but when you couple it with the rise of Ryan Tannehill since he's left Gase and gone to Arthur Smith, the coordinator in Tennessee, Adam Gase is done getting head football coaching jobs, at least in the NFL. Dallas, New York Giants, a Dallas dud. First of all, they're 0-16 last 2 years if they don't score at least 30 points. So Dallas has one way to win, shootout. And Andy Dalton stunk. Andy really struggled. Accuracy issues all day. Weather was not a factor. He was also sacked 6 times. I just thought it was a poor game plan. You could tell very early. Both teams were ugly. But one team shouldn't be ugly. One team has a Super Bowl coach. One team has really good offensive personnel. Total dud by the Cowboys. Atlanta, Tampa Bay, 43 years young. Bucs scored on 8 of their 9 possessions. The exception, the victory formation. They ran it. They threw it. Tom moved and threw it. 40-plus points in back-to-back games for the first time in Tampa Bay Buccaneer history. Packers, Bears, MVP. Aaron leads the NFL in every category that matters. Matt LaFleur and Aaron's second year. And then they got a star quarterback, a star receiver, a star back, and good enough secondary and third receivers to make it work. Also have a good young tight end. So, you know, I was watching this game yesterday. For Green Bay in January, it's kind of good football weather. I'm sitting there thinking, that's not bad football weather at all. I see some bare arms there. Raiders, Denver, irrelevant, but entertaining. 24 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Go-ahead Raider touchdown. Raiders had four turnovers in the game, couple of fumbles, couple of interceptions. Drew Lock threw for 340 yards. So Drew actually played pretty well. It was a little bit of a mess. But Denver's got to get... Vic Fangio's a good defensive coach. Their defense hadn't played particularly well. And good for the Raiders. Jacksonville Colts. Old man Rivers. Yeah. Fewest completion yards in a game since week 9. Passer rating in the 70s. Boy, they need that running game to hum. You know, these old quarterbacks... September, October, and the sun gets later in the year. They start looking their age. Philip looked old yesterday. Chargers, Chiefs. Herbert needs coach. Anthony Lynn fired today. Good guy. Team played hard. But as Joy said earlier, Justin Herbert sort of reset the clock for everybody in the NFL from Tua to the Chargers ownership group and general manager. He is a spectacular once-in-a-decade talent. The Chargers have their Dan Fouts, except he's mobile and bigger. Now they got to get the right unit around him. Arizona Rams off a cliff. Cliff Kingsbury's Cardinals started the year 6-3, 2-5 in their last 7. Didn't love all the coaching moves. They feel very Kyler Murray dependent. I think they have to reshuffle some of this staff. Seahawks, Niners, not that dangerous. 280 total yards. Offensive line isn't working. Look in their last 9 games. They're averaging 220 yards offense. It's ugly. Saints, Carolina, league's best roster. Kamara's out. I'll give Ty Montgomery the ball. He had 100 yards. Emmanuel Sanders, 9 catches. They were 6-0 against the NFC South this year. Tennessee, Houston, tighten the defense. 4 of the last 5 games, the Titans allowed 400-plus yards. And Washington, Philadelphia, that was Doug Peterson. What is going on? I think if you have Jalen Hurts and you already burned that Carson Wentz bridge, I'd do a better job of making sure Jalen Hurts is happy. That wasn't the way to start the relationship. We're gone. Speak for yourself around the corner. For joining everybody, thank you so much. And a Monday, be safe. It's the Herd.